Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
Do you know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming. And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The morning shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, and this is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Bo, and Tiff here with you. We are live in the Kia studios. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. It's good to be back with you guys.
I'm trying to tell if you're telling the truth or not, Tiff. I was going to ask, how did your keynote speech go, and did you get the rest you needed in the steed of said keynote speech?
I did not going into it, and I did not last night. And I did not the night coming out of it either. I did not do good at the sleep stuff or the rest part. But from what I've been told, the speech went well. I can get more into that on TV's timeout. But I was actually a little bit more nervous than I thought I would be.
How big a group are we talking about here?
I don't know. I'm always bad with crowd speculation of sizes.
More or less than the U.S. soccer groundbreaking.
Ooh. Probably more, because I did not realize how many schools Gwinnett County has since I've,
It's the biggest county in the state as far as high schools go.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I had no idea. But no, it was really cool. I'll get into it later on, but just to see some of the athletes there. And their coaches, and how much their coaches just thought of them as not only athletes, but as people. And it was a really cool event and special event to be a part of, given that I am a Gwinnett County Public Schools product.
So. Yeah, that's right. The roar of the crowd as Tiffany heads to the stage.
Oh, stop.
Nice work.
So what'd you guys do without me?
Oh, we partied, had a celebration.
A celebration?
Yeah, Mike brought in cookies yesterday.
Yeah, I
did. For what?
They were leftovers.
Here?
Yeah. Tiff's not here. Marty!
Yeah.
No, they were leftover for my daughter's second.
Why didn't you bring
Sunday?
Those on Monday? Oh, we were
Tiff,
out.
We weren't here on Monday.
We weren't here Monday.
Yeah. So they were, yeah, good.
Still.
But hey, not only are they gone, which was the goal, but somebody actually did me a solid and threw the plastic away. So that's good too. Thank
oh,
you,
look
Mike.
At that. Are you?
That
oh, okay.
Yeah,
there were always these memes of,
it was Dylon.
And stuff about, oh, what's Dylon?
about
my people.
Man.
Dylon might have just taken them home with
an
him.
An office party and people just leaving the trays. You know, if you're the last one to take something, you get rid of it.
Well, look, me and my wife try it. Anytime there's something like that left over and there's like a lot of calories sitting on the counter, we're like, take it to work. Take it to work.
Yeah, you don't want to leave it home.
I do have to ask my man, though, Day-Day back here. Did you meet Usher yesterday, bro? Was Usher in the fold? Was he on the floor?
Yes, Usher was
How did that happen?
He was
where were you again? So refresh.
So I was actually here. I was wrapping up over here doing my post steakhouse stuff, and Reggie texted me, the brand manager for V103, asked me if I was around. I told him, yeah. And because we were actually planning to meet about something else, and I was like, I'll be down in 15 minutes. He was like, well, actually, I'm up here on 9. Come see me. I want you to see who our guest is. And so I walk over there, and Greg Street is interviewing Usher.
That'll
and
work.
What did you yeah. did you get to say
so
hello
I just kinda,
after the interview?
Yeah, after the interview, literally like probably like 7 of us in there, and Usher took pictures with all of us.
So you sound very composed right now, and I'm just wondering what you were feeling in the moment. It's kind of like you're trying to downplay it.
Well, you guys got to remember, I did like, what, 20 years in the music field.
I know you're big time.
Grammys and BET trips, so a lot of these artists I've met before. But, I mean, Usher's like, I mean, he's ATL.
And he's coming off a Super Bowl, bro.
That's what you're...
And he's coming off a Super Bowl. Yeah, man, that's sick. Awesome.
Sports folks, like, I don't get fazed by seeing sports people, but there might be some musicians, some actors, entertainment folks that I would probably be excited to see. Yeah. I would say Usher would definitely be one of them.
Same. I was like, man, I was looking at that going, man, where was that?
I will say it was cool. Don't get me wrong. It was cool, but, you know, you kind of just, after
right.
a
you
while,
get a little
you
numb
get
to
a,
it. I hear you. Yeah, you know, that's cool, man.
You're just so cool. That's all right.
Smooth day-day.
anything from you, Bo, or should I just move on here?
What do you mean? Yeah, Mike left out to dry
you
last
this
night.
Conversation?
Well, I wanted Day-Day to talk about Usher. What am I going to add? I wasn't here to meet Usher. Reggie
you
didn't
just,
text
hang
me.
Hang on, stop. Please tell me that the kindest thing I think I've ever done from you last night, you didn't get on the microphone and say I left you out to dry.
Yeah, you could have done it about
five seconds earlier.
Oh,
my gosh.
5 seconds earlier.
I voluntarily gave up my race last night to try to make Bo win the race.
Voluntarily is the only way we can catch first and second.
What do you mean voluntarily? Did you sacrifice yourself?
We were at Talladega, so it was drafting. You, like, pushed somebody to get the wind off of them, and I pushed him. I almost pushed him to a win. He was, like, 10 feet from winning the race because of me.
So you
and he got on the microphone
victory.
And said I left him out to dry.
Well, you know why? Hold on. I'll tell you why.
How'd you lose?
Well, because at Talladega, if you're not in the draft,
we had a long way to go.
You ain't got nothing.
We had half a straightaway to make up.
Yeah, okay. And well,
sorry, ass.
Mike got caught. I didn't get a good restart. Mike got caught in traffic. I ended up having to battle with another car, which cost me really time because I was battling with fourth, and Mike was buried in seventh at the time. So Mike was, he did some great driving. We go back and watch the replay. He was banging around back there. Finally got free.
Put the dog out the cage.
And I got past the fourth place car.
Mike's coming up on me.
And instead of.
Go away.
Hey, poodle, listen up.
But you better be careful with the brand of dog you got over there. I wouldn't be calling anybody a poodle.
Poodles
okay?
are actually very intelligent, but okay.
Sure they are.
They are.
You're more of a labradoodle, but so anyways.
Yeah, those aren't so hot anymore. You know.
I actually did a test the other day. I'm a Shiba Inu. Yeah, no big deal.
Anywho, Mike, instead of pulling right up behind me and just it's full go time, he tries to peek and get away from me and pass me, but he realized he couldn't. He had nowhere to go, so he tucked in, and he did. He gave me a shove, and I kid you guys not, one and two were tucked in together, and he gave me the shove. If we were like, what, about two car lengths earlier, we win the race. We go 1-2. Instead, I finished third at the rear quarter panel of second. It was tough break last night at Talladega.
You know, it bees like that sometimes in a simulation game.
I'm just glad you got it right. It's a simulation.
You keep talking trash, but a guy hit me up, and me and Mike are going to go tour their facility pretty soon.
He's a member of the mafia hit him
just
up.
Just a simulation. No, he's actually a Squid Nation member. That's why he messaged me.
Okay, just make it. What is this before I move on?
I think it's called SimCraft or something like that.
I'm hurt.
They make simulators for car. I don't see anybody hitting you.
You are the
anything.
Influencer, Tiff. So
I'm not. I didn't get the invite.
See, you get thirsty in other DMs. People just come to mind. So, I'm just saying.
You know what? I need to clarify in products, like when it comes to products, not people are men. I'm not just sliding
in DMs. Nobody said anything about men. Well, the Why did you steer so hard left?
You sounded guilty. I'm not.
Guilty!
Just to clear things up, it's not men.
When you say thirsty in those terms, people only take it one way. You know what? Both of you can open up a can of shut up.
The guilt.
The Braves. How about them Braves, y'all? They beat the Astros 6-2, but unfortunately yesterday, not all good news for this team. They announced second baseman Ozzie Albies was placed on the 10-day injured list with a broken right big toe. So infielder David Fletcher had his contract selected from AAA Gwinnett to take Albies' place on the roster.
Yeah, I've had that injury before, not from a baseball. Different reason. Soccer ball, but in a floor.
It's
like being like, hey, I got a concussion, not from playing linebacker or anything, but I got a concussion.
It wasn't indoor. I think I banged my knee up.
Anyway, please give us the injury insight.
It's a little painful at first, but look, it'll be a quick recovery.
You think so? Because they haven't given a timeline. So I was going to ask you what.
I think you're looking at it's going to be more than 10. I'll tell you that much.
Right. I was hoping it wasn't 6 weeks. That was the first number that popped out of my brain.
I would think around a month at the most. Okay. I would think.
But this isn't a normal person, right? This is the second baseman. This is someone that's got to have the ability to plant, to maybe cut, dive, do whatever it is. So hopefully.
But he's also tough, too. He's a tough guy. So that's good.
It's not his back foot. It's his right foot, right? So it's not his back foot and his drive foot when he's hitting, which is, I think, huge. Like, I think if that's your big toe and you're on your back foot, you are in a whole different world of pain.
But you think about the position of a second baseman, how they have to stand if you're, when you're on. Yeah.
Well, and to that point, it will affect when he switches sides of the plate. And we know that at times he is a very lethal hitter from the right side of the plate.
Good point.
Look, all that said, they call up David Fletcher. Is it Guillermo? Luis Guillermo? He stepped in the last two nights. He played for Arcee. They gave Arcee the night off on Monday. Braves still able to get it done. Renato Lopez tip. Absolutely. I mean, when I say filthy, I mean capital F, capital I-L-T-H-Y. I mean filthy last night.
7 Ks over 6 scoreless innings. So, yeah, I'd say that is pretty accurate there. When we come back here on the morning shift, the draft is, I think we did the calculations here. It's really not that hard. What, 8 days away now? So let's go mock drafting. We'll tell you which edge rusher the Falcons could end up getting, and maybe they'll get one of Georgia's own. That's next here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are back here on the morning shift and the draft, just about a week away. So let's go mock drafting. NFL and college football analyst for Bleacher Report and the Draft Network, Ryan Fowler, released his latest mock draft earlier this week and has the Falcons drafting UCLA edge rusher Leetu Latu with the 8th overall pick and Georgia wide receiver Ladd McConkey with the 43rd overall pick. Does that make you happy? We've discussed some of this before, and now
the argument, Tiff, that we were having Monday was, you know, Dallas Turner fits this defense. Does that make him a good pick at 8 because he fits this defense? Or do you need an elite edge rusher, period, and a sack artist if you're going to take somebody in the
Someone
top 10?
Someone came up to me about this at the banquet.
Oh, yeah? What was their thoughts on it, Tiff? Did they have thoughts
on it? They were like, he's nitpicking over 17 sacks, and what was it, 10 sacks?
I don't think that's nitpicking.
Maybe nitpicking wasn't the exact word, but he was kind of yelling. Yeah. He said, not at me, but he was yelling when he was listening on the radio, like, hey, he was on my side.
Well, I think that when you look at fitting the defense well, you could look last year at Caden Ellis and say he fit the defense well. I think that's my point. I don't know that that makes him a top 10 pick with what you got from him last year, but he fit the defense well. And I think that's my concern. Leetu Latu, when you look at what he is the most technically advanced edge rusher, according to a lot of scouts, in this draft. Like, he is a technician at rushing the edge. He is specifically an edge rusher.
Notice how you're just saying linebacker. Edge rusher and not, I don't know, maybe he could play somewhere else. Maybe he could play somewhere in the flat. I don't know. You're specifically saying edge rusher,
It's purposeful. Give me
the purposeful reason.
Well, because, like I said the other day, I love Dallas Turner. I do. And I think it's going to be a great pick if and when they do. But if they don't, and they go with Latu or a Jared Verse at 8, don't be shocked. Because I think when you are up at 8, you have to have that guy who is a future Pro Bowler, All-Pro. You can see them being All-Pro. We don't have that guy in this draft. We talked about it before. You don't have Will Anderson. You don't have Myles Garrett. You don't have that guy who you're just like, man, this guy is next level. These guys all kind of blend, and they all do. When you talk about Verse, Latu, and Turner, they all three are good players, but they all kind of do different things. They're all kind of built differently, right? And so I do think Dallas Turner would fit schematically what I know of Jimmy Lake's scheme. But it's not to say that Latu wouldn't be a next level player, and maybe they change some things if he does, end up being that guy.
I'm not in the Jared Verse
universe.
He's not.
I don't understand why you would tell me that you think Jared Verse is a better player than Dallas Turner. Let's just eliminate this part real quick before we get to Latu, because I got some concerns with Latu as well. But played in a weaker conference, did not have as many sacks or play as well as Dallas Turner did to me. Not as good of an athlete, and that all of that stuff goes into play for me. So. And this whole that Jared Verse walks in here and is a better player right off the cuff than Dallas Turner, I would like to see what you're basing that on. Because Dallas Turner played in the best conference in college football and had better numbers. And
are you trying to get the Florida State fans riled up right now? Is that what you're doing? Are you poking the bear in terms of what Florida State was and the fact that they were undefeated last year?
I'm playing the process of elimination.
It feels like a poke.
Now, let's get to Latu. Well, I don't give a crap if they're poked or not. It doesn't bother me. Let's go to Latu. Do I like him? Yeah, there's a lot to like. 24 sacks in 2 seasons. I mean, guy's played phenomenal. And he has dropped back in coverage some. He's got a couple interceptions off of it. So that's all good. Plays in a more wide-open conference now.
Can I add on that?
Sure.
Can I add on that? So, and I'm going to add on what exactly Fowler had as his reason for mocking Latu to the Falcons. And he said he may not be everyone's perfect prospect, but for me, he's just a flat-out stud of a football player. Are you shaking your head? No? Okay, I caught something out of the corner of my eye. And he said one of the most nuanced pass rushers to enter the league in some time. Mm. Latu's hands, flexibility, and twitch will give opposing tackles nightmares for years. I wouldn't be surprised if he flirts with a 10 plus sacks plus being a year for a decade. So conversations around the league mentioned he won't get past the late teens, and I like this spot working under Raheem Morris.
What worries me about Latu is the fact that in 20, he had a neck injury during COVID and had neck fusion surgery. And the Washington doctors, team doctors, when Jimmy Lake was there, and I'm not saying it had anything to do with Jimmy Lake. I'm just saying he was the coach then, all right? That's all I'm saying. The doctors never cleared him. He went and saw Dr. Robert Watkins, who has done these surgeries before, and he put him through what, in the article I read, a battery of tests and cleared him. If you want to know more about the neck fusion surgery, it's the same thing Peyton Manning had. And when he was with Indianapolis and he came back to play for a few years. Now, we all know that it's a different thing, but he did lose a lot of arm strength at the very end of his career. It was not the same.
Well, from my understanding, when I was telling you about this the other day, about this neck fusion surgery that he had back in 20, was that Washington actually flew him to five different doctors around the country to try to get different opinions. And they all came back with, he probably should not play football, but he went to the best in the country or the world as far as this type of surgery goes, and he said, I think he'll be fine. So I think his mom did her own research, and that's how he ended up at UCLA of, like, hey, Washington won't let you play. It was actually Jimmy Lake's first press conference of the spring after that COVID season, because remember, they only played four games in 2020. So he comes out spring ball that later on that year in 2021, that spring, and says, oh, by the way, Latu has been medically retired. Has been medically retired. So there are questions. Your doctors, the Falcons, the NFL, whatever team it is, are going to get a chance to look at every scan, every MRI, every X-ray, everything you could possibly want.
This is 2020, right? We're talking about.
Yeah, but what
neck fusion? I don't think it's ever something you get past.
I'm not saying you should either. I know someone in my life had my dad's playing career ended over. Anyway, so
what worries me though, Tiff, to your point, is it was that long ago, and different age, all that stuff. But what worries me is that it does, as you know, it does catch up with you eventually. How is he going to have strength issues in that shoulder neck area? I don't know. Again, that they have done all their, if he's the pick at eight, it tells me that the Falcons did a ton of research on this and had their own doctors. They probably went back to Dr. Watkins. They probably went to other people. It's just something that worries you when you make an investment for a 4 to 5 year guaranteed contract and with the eighth pick in the draft. It's just a thought.
And I'm not saying that it should not be a concern at all, because that is a very serious surgery to have. Anything dealing with your neck, like that's a big deal. But I was just saying this was back in 2020, right? And so he has played since. That's the only point that I was just trying to make. So, but I get the concern of maybe something lingering, but clearly nothing, impacted his season this past year.
No. Neither season he played.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah.
He had almost 37 tackles for loss and 24 sacks in those two seasons. It's just in the back of my head. It's a concern and it's a worry. I think he can do, Mike, to what we talked about, I think he can drop in coverage if that's how they want to use him. I don't think he is the coverage player that Dallas Turner is, but to this point in their careers, Dallas Turner is not the edge rusher.
The edge rusher he is.
That Latu is.
And that's where I sit on it.
That's why I think those two, to your point, or what I was saying earlier about Verse, I think they're head and shoulders above Verse, in my opinion.
I think Verse is, I think he's probably a little bit more one-dimensional, to your point, than maybe a Latu or a Turner at this point, but I think you're splitting hairs. I think that Verse will be fine. I think Verse will go inside the top 15, top 20, and he'll be a good football player. And I think that when – I am not – for the record, I'm not concerned, Tiff, about the neck. I do think it's something to consider when you are making that big of an investment in somebody at eight. And so you have to kind of, look down that medical history and make sure that everything has been kind of taken care of, and you've looked at every single angle of the guy.
Yeah, so. It means a lot more to me than hand size does Carl Dukes.
So we'll come back to this discussion and get to the Ladd McConkey part of this when it comes to the mock draft. We'll do that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, we're coming back with the Hawks. The season on the line tonight in Chicago. A little NBA play-in tournament action for you. And we'll hit ATB's timeout and give you a crash course in public speaking. That's next year on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good morning.
Yeah!
Back to more of The Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are back here on The Morning Shift on the day, which will lead into the evening, of the Atlanta Hawks.
It's the day before the day before.
You mean the morning,
the morning
that'll lead into the afternoon?
The morning, yes.
That'll lead into the evening? That'll lead into the Hawks game?
Yes, that's exactly
Look
what I was
you.
Trying to,
Full
to get to. As the morning goes on, I really should have the cup of coffee before I come in, but sometimes our coffee machine's not working because I try to hit that free coffee in my complex before I leave, and I wasn't able to do that, so I drink it here. What I'm trying to say is the thought process, sometimes the thinking doesn't really crank up until about, you know, midway through the cup.
I'd say there's a lot of people in their cars right now probably vibing with you on that one.
They probably get that.
Gotta get you a bigger cup for the coffee.
No. This is good. This is a good starter to lead me into the morning of that will lead to the evening of the Atlanta Hawks with the season on the line tonight in Chicago as they take on the Bulls in the NBA play-in tournament. That tip-off set for 9:30, but our coverage starts here at 9 right on 92.9 The Game. So you'll want to tune in for that as this team tries to make their way into the, what are we calling it, the post-post season?
Yes, that's right. It's the pre-post season.
The pre-post season?
No, it's the postseason, but it's pre-playoffs. Yeah, there you go. Pre-playoffs. I'm putting together some of my one-word Wednesday prompts for you guys over here, and I was kind of rolling through, like, how do I want to approach the Hawks subject? Because I think it is a fascinating matchup, although, you know, both these teams are kind of injury-marred. You don't know what brand you're getting, and obviously the Hawks are up against it in terms of kind of playing together, and they have in most of the year, but I think they have every chance in the world to win the game tonight, and I think they do match up well. And I think that even with the injury concerns that you have on this team specifically, with Sadiq with the ACL and Jalen being out and Onyeka being out, I still think that this game kind of tilts in their favor in a lot of different ways. So I think transition defense for Atlanta and transition offense for the Bulls is going to be probably the biggest part of tonight. I think that Atlanta obviously will try to slow things down, and Chicago is not very good in transition. So we'll see what happens, man. I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed. I am of the opinion that I would love for this season to continue and allow this team to continue to gel. But I don't know where that road leads, and I still have a lot of questions about the identity of the squad.
Yeah, I don't know about the gelling part. I would love to see DeJounte or Trey have that night where they just go ham, and that's what honestly, that's what you're gonna need. You're gonna need one of these guys to just go flat out off to even have a chance to beat Chicago on the road. Is banged up without Jalen Johnson. Hopefully Capella, who's day to day, will be able to step in and play because you don't have Onyeka. So you're gonna need one of those guys to be him, and that's what it's gonna take. And then it's gonna take another performance on what Friday night if you were to advance tonight.
Yeah, I will say this: the one thing I will be looking for tonight, DeAndre Hunter has to stay out of foul trouble. There's only he's the only guy on the team right now that's between 6'4 and 7 foot, it feels like. He's the only kind of mid-sized player like that. If he gets into foul trouble, all of a sudden there's a lot of different guys playing out of position because how thin you
are. He's also your best defender.
Yeah. He's got to stay out of foul trouble.
Let's hit a TV's timeout.
Now listen up.
Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TV's timeout on The Morning Shift.
Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
show them all the beauty they possess.
No, no, you did not.
Give them my sense.
Oh, you know, I'm just trying to make my impact.
No. I'm picturing Tiff headed to the stage, right? She's our keynote speaker, Tiffany Blackman, and she steps up there and goes, I'm actually going to deliver my address in song form.
In Whitney form. Oh, I wish.
Can you please turn the music on? Thank you very much.
Being a jazz singer, she would need a stool.
You know, my voice may not be incredible. In Whitney shape today, but, you know, I'll do my best. No, I did have the honor and the privilege of being the keynote speaker for the Gwinnett County Public Schools Outstanding Senior Banquet. These were outstanding kids that are great in the classroom and also have excelled on the field. I put the classroom stuff first, you know, because it's important.
That's right.
But I was so excited to get this opportunity, and shout out to Jason Holcomb, who is the official director of athletics for Gwinnett County Public Schools, and he's the one that asked me to come out there and do this. And so it was a cool day getting to kind of I'm a product, right, of Gwinnett County Public Schools. So I went to North Gwinnett High School, shout out to my Bulldogs, but getting to stand up there with all these schools. You had, Parkview, North Gwinnett, Grayson. It was just a really special evening to get to see how much hard work that these, I shouldn't necessarily call the kids, but young adults have put into their careers of, you know, just excelling in both aspects of their life. And I thought the cool part was, when they would bring up, they recognize basically from each school the outstanding male and outstanding female athlete from each school. And then their coaches got to come up there with them. And so the coach would stand up there with the athlete and then just talk about what they had accomplished, not only on the field, but again in the classroom as well. And they were all given medals and taking photos. And so that part of it was really special. And then, yes, do you have a question?
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I think I was jumping the gun. I was going to ask what your message was to them.
Huh. I had the same question.
All right. So my message. You want to be as genuine as you possibly can, right? So you don't want to do the chat GPT
kids can sniff out a liar.
Right? They can tell. So I just kind of talked to them about my own experiences in this business. And because I've been doing this for a really long time. And so basically my message was just that the most important voice that you're ever going to hear, I know your family's important to you. You may lean heavily on your faith, but it's going to be your own voice. Because if you're having self-doubt, like all the negative talk, that can severely impact everything. And I talked to them about how I tried to walk away from the business. I guess it's been almost 4 years now. And basically, I did walk away from the business. And then for a period of time, I was unemployed on my couch. Until Diana Rossini and Jane Slater. Diana used to be at ESPN. She's at The Athletic now. And then, of course, Jane, still at NFL Network, covering the Cowboys and doing lots of stuff for them, were in my ear telling me, hey, you need to, like, you're being an idiot. Reach out to ESPN. Just do it. Like, I'm telling you, just reach out. Just do it. And so I did. And then the rest is kind of history. So I was able to kind of just condense all of that and talk to them about just having to have the constant reminder of just believing in yourself and how that ultimately is going to take you wherever you want to go. Because we're all going to self-doubt. Everybody does it. But I think you have to try to be bigger than your self-doubt. So that was my message to them. But when I got on stage, and thank goodness they put me close to the stage. You don't have to make the long walk from the back to, you know, so I'm right there. Then I'm like, oh man, like feeling a little bit bloated and the suit's really tight. And then I'm thinking, I get up there and I'm looking around and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so many people.
Right. Man, I was seated so close to the stage. I didn't realize how deep this ballroom was.
That's probably a good thing that you
would know until, and it's not even like it's one of those setups where everyone's kind of like, it's not like they did try to make it Oscars-esque. That's what Jason did say. But the audience isn't necessarily, you're not blinded, right? You're not like, they're not blacked out. You can see everybody's faces looking at you clearly. And so
you can
probably
see the lady in the buffet line.
You
in the
know,
back.
Right? And so partway through my speech, I'm like, oh, crap. But I basically said that. I basically said, well, that's a lot more nerve-wracking than I thought it would be. Because I get to hide behind. I mean, I'm hiding behind a mic here. I'm not nervous doing TV at all. Like, those games are going out. You know, we talked about the average NFL game. Like, there
millions
might be 15 to
upon
million.
Millions.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, whatever. Talk to Russell Wilson before the game. No big deal. And then here I am like, oh, wow. This
but
is
they're not staring you in the face when you're talking to them, and that's the difference. That's like,
yeah, your little camera and, you know, microphone. And
did you ever get, when you guys were in school, the public speaking, like, advice from teachers, even if it was a play or whatever? It's like, hey,
yeah,
two things. For one, they're never going to know if you mess up. You're the only one knows when you mess up. And two, if that doesn't work, just imagine all of them naked.
Yeah.
Right? But I was in the room with some, I mean, you have kids that are going to the Naval Academy. Princeton.
Kid from
you've got South Princeton. Carolina.
Norcross.
You've got
Princeton?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a smart folk up in Gwinnett.
A lot of, like, when they were saying some of the GPAs, I was like, I didn't even know that existed. No, I'm just kidding. But, and then I don't want to just single out kids, but you've got a young man, I did get to talk with Ja'Cari Harris after the game. He plays at Grayson, which happens to be coached by, I say his first name, Joffrey, who went to high school with my sister, which is all like one small world, right? It was so funny seeing someone that grew up with my sister, like, leading a team to a state championship. And by the way, one of his players getting recognized up there is on his way to Purdue.
That's really cool.
So not to just single anybody out there, but, like, such remarkable kids there going to South Carolina. There's just, yeah.
My neighbor's a Purdue alum. Let him know if he needs somebody to tell him the ropes about it.
I have a neighbor that's a Purdue alum, too.
Yeah. He was flying that big, stupid P flag out front during the Final Four.
Same.
Yeah, it didn't last long.
Same.
You said it didn't
last. Well, it did. It did. It made it a national title game, and then it ended badly.
Which I should say, before we go to break, Jason did say, you know, you guys, and actually we did have, I have a number of people come up to me at the event, too, that do listen to the show.
Squid Nation, yeah.
No, they said Squid Nation is trash. And some people were like, wait a minute, I know this voice. And then they, after I got off the phone, I'm like, oh, you work at, you do the morning show.
The amount of people that Googled Tiffany Blackman was lit last night.
You know, but Jason did say, if you guys, he said if he needs the invitation to come on and defend my honor.
Is that what it is?
To let him know. So
wake up, call.
Anyway, when we come back,
call in, Jason.
Let's get back to the mock draft. We'll do that at the top of the hour. We'll tell you the Georgia wide receiver that's projected to land with the Falcons and maybe the impact he could have with this team next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.